With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. Let me encourage you that if you can at all, get your Bible and follow along with us as we open God's word today. We're continuing our study on Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I mentioned on Monday's broadcast the record that God gave of his Son, and in his Son is life eternal. To receive him is to be saved and go to heaven when this life is over. To reject him is to die in your sins and go to hell when you leave this walk of life. On Tuesday's broadcast, we looked at his pre-incarnate ministry, the eternal ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ before he was born. And I say again, he is recognized in the Old Testament and in John chapter number 1 as the Word. You have the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. The Bible said in 1 John chapter number 5, verse number 6, "And this is he that came by water and by blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." And then in verse number 7, he said, "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." And then concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "There are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit bears witness that he is the Son of God. And the water, his baptism, there's a witness that he is the Son of God. And the blood that he shed at Calvary bears witness that he is the Son of God." And all these three agree in one. So we have here in the Old Testament, you have the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father, then God the Word, and then God the Holy Spirit. But now then we learn in John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Now notice the Bible said, "And the Word was made flesh." Though he has always been the eternal Son of God, he has not always been God in the flesh. And so God the Word was made flesh. The Bible said in the book of Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 5, "Let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men." So he was made a man. He was God, but he was made a man. Now, how did this come to pass? Through the miraculous conception and the virgin birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pointed out to you in Isaiah chapter number 7, verse number 14, God said, "I'm going to show you a sign." What is that sign? "A virgin shall conceive and shall bear a son." And I submit to you that there would be no miracle and there would be no sign if it was just a young woman having a baby. But God said a virgin, a woman who's never known a man, will conceive and bring forth a son. And that son will be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, if you'll turn in your Bible to the book of Luke, chapter number 1, I want to begin at verse number 26, and we're going to see this miraculous conception of the Lord Jesus Christ into the womb of the Virgin Mary. First of all, we begin by the angelic annunciation in verses 26 down through verse number 33. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Notice verse number 30. The Bible said, And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. The Bible said in verse 32, And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Here you have the angel Gabriel coming from heaven to Nazareth to a virgin whose name was Mary. And the angel said unto her, Fear not. For thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Here is the annunciation of the angel to the Virgin Mary, that she is the highly favored one of God, to be the woman that will conceive this baby, and then birth him after the 9 months period, and then mother him throughout his earthly life. The angel announces that to the Virgin Mary. Now notice her response in verse number 34. The Bible said, Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Mary says back to the angel, I don't understand. I'm a virgin. How can I conceive, seeing that I know not a man? Now, here is the answer that God bears record of the conception of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, here is all we know about it. In verse number 35, Luke, the writer, the beloved physician, describes it in this manner. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, friend, there in simple language for us to believe is God's record about the conception of the Lord Jesus Christ in the womb of a virgin whose name was Mary. And I want to submit to you again, Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. No one else was ever conceived as was the Lord Jesus Christ. So he is unique in the angelic annunciation. He is unique in the fact of the Holy Ghost conception. Let me read verse number 34 and verse number 35 one more time. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. And that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, friend, let me speak clearly and plainly for just a moment. You either believe that truth and accept it, or you do not believe it and reject it. And I submit to you that if Jesus Christ was not the virgin-born Son of God, then he was a sinner as every other man, and thereby an unfit sacrifice to be the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. When any person has been presented the truth of the miraculous conception and the virgin birth, and they reject that truth as it's taught in the Word of God, I do not believe that person is saved or will be saved without bowing his will to the Word of God and accepting the fact that Jesus Christ was supernaturally conceived in the womb of a virgin and carried those 9 months and then born of that virgin, never knowing a man. And then I want you to notice in other situations that arises about his supernatural birth, the angel tells Mary, you go over and visit Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. The Bible said in Luke chapter number 1 and in verse number 39, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutations of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. From whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. There's the Annunciation by the angel. There's the Holy Ghost conception that Mary experiences. Here is her journey over to her cousin Elizabeth's house. And the moment she makes her entry into the house and greets her cousin, John the Baptist in his mother's womb has a shouting spell. And Elizabeth calls Mary the mother of my Lord right there, when she's only no more than just a very few days or weeks at the most with child. Bible evidence, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the broadcast a Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.